This is your Picks Now update. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. Here are some of your top headlines.
Now check this out. A scary close call between a man and a tiger at the Oakland Zoo. This all happens Sunday. You can see the man climbs over the outer wall in between the wire fence, separating himself from the tiger's pen. The tiger becomes alert and springs off its perch, inching closer to the fence as if it was ready to pounce. The tiger watches from below, zeroing in on the man as he scrambles back over the fence. The zoo says tigers are dangerous animals. Even their staff has to follow certain rules.
We have an absolute rule that even our keepers do not go in with the tigers because of the risk that being a predator, a 350-pound predator, poses a grave risk to even our staff.
Yeah, the zoo says the barriers they have in place meet all the necessary safety requirements, and if the public doesn't abide by the enforced rules, they're only hurting themselves.
New details now into the investigation of a man who died after an apparent struggle with San Mateo County Sheriff's deputies. The family of Chinudu Chikobe is looking for answers. On Wednesday, witnesses say Akobe was running into traffic on El Camino Real in Millbrae. Police say he then injured a deputy who tried to subdue him. Backup came to the officer's aid, and at least one of them discharged a taser at Akobe, who later died at a hospital. The coroner's office is working to determine the exact cause of death and whether the taser was a factor. Attorney John Burris, who's representing Akobe's family, says he was unarmed and are calling for an investigation on whether the taser was used correctly.
If what he was doing, as they claim, was walking in and out of traffic, that is not a death warrant. There should not have been used force, excessive force, if you will, excessive use of the taser.
Burris and the family are asking for transparency. They want the department to turn over all videos related to the incident to them and the taser itself to see how many times it's been used. The department says the case is being investigated by the DA's office and it's not complete. The five deputies involved in the incident are on paid leave.
Now to an update on the man accused of brutally stabbing a woman to death on BART. John Lee Cowell has been indicted by a grand jury. The charges include murder, along with the special circumstance of lying in wait. He'll be back in court next month. Back in July, 18-year-old Nia Wilson and her sister were stabbed while on the platform of the MacArthur BART station in Oakland. Nia died from her wounds, sparking outrage within the community. The Wilson family is now suing BART, claiming the agency failed to protect the two women.
New developments in the case of missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. President Trump tweeting, quote, just spoke with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, who totally denied any knowledge of what took place in their Turkish consulate. He has already started and will rapidly expand a full and complete investigation into this matter. Meanwhile, CBS News has learned the Saudis are preparing a plan where they will say Khashoggi's death was the result of an interrogation gone wrong. And they'll admit the interrogation was approved by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. 2 weeks ago, Khashoggi entered the Saudi consulate in Turkey and has not been seen since. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with the Crown Prince today for private talks about Khashoggi's disappearance. This comes amid growing calls for the U.S. to punish Saudi Arabia with sanctions.
And it's something we have to address from a human rights standpoint. Just because a country we're working with did it doesn't mean the U.S. can just shrug its shoulder and say, well, nothing happened here.
President Trump says he does not support the idea of stopping weapons sales to Saudi Arabia, and he continues to deny any claims that he is being too soft on them because his finances are tied to the kingdom.
Well, stock market is bouncing back. Analysts say today was the biggest gain in 6 months. Here's a look at the closing numbers. Dow Jones jumped an average of 547 points, while the S&P 500 jumped 2%, its largest gain since last March. Even with those big gains, major indices are still low for the month, following last week's two-day sink that erased nearly 1,400 points from the Dow.
Later today, plans to build a new IKEA store in the East Bay are being put to a final vote. If passed, the store would be built in Dublin, just off Interstate 580 along Hacienda Drive. The city council is expected to vote on the project tonight at 7 o'clock. These are renderings of what the new store would look like. If the project is approved, some Dublin residents fear a new IKEA would create more traffic gridlock in the area. Last month, Dublin's Planning Commission recommended the city council reject the plan.
Well, if you think traffic has gotten worse, you are not alone. A new report says that Uber and Lyft, they are to blame for the slowing traffic in San Francisco. City's transportation report released today's claims. The congestion of city streets went up from 2010 to 2016, and it can be traced directly back to these ride-hailing services. Lyft responded to the report saying, in part, it is flawed and an incomplete picture of the transit challenges San Francisco faces. Congestion is a complex issue, and Lyft is committed to being a part of the solution. And Uber also adding, in part, quote, this study fails to consider critical factors like the spike in tourism or the growth of freight deliveries, both of which have exploded since the study's baseline date of 2010.
Emily Turner is here, and she has a look at our forecast for the week.
It is going to be beautiful. It was a beautiful day today. It got a little warm in those inland areas, but along the coast, that has changed. Thanks to that onshore flow returning, we have nice, cooler temperatures along the coast. Not nice if you're a beachgoer, but nice to keep things cool. Taking a look at our current temperatures right now, in the background of the Salesforce Tower, you can see that onshore flow right there with the return of the fog coming through the Golden Gate. Right now in Concord, 85 degrees. Oakland, 76. Livermore, 83 degrees. In San Jose, 80 degrees. So clearly cooler along the coast and warmer in those inland areas. Your overnight lows are going to be chilly thanks to a lack of cloud cover to keep things warm, mostly in the 40s, with the exception of around the bay and along the coast where you'll be in the 50s. We might even see a 30 out there somewhere here or there because we definitely saw that overnight. So it's going to be a chilly night that will warm up into the afternoon hours. Our highs for tomorrow are going to be at or just slightly above or below average for this time of year. Taking a look at our average temperatures, anywhere from 2 degrees below average will likely be tomorrow to 3 degrees above average. So pretty seasonal for this time of year. Guys.
Thank you, Emily. $55,000 a month. That's how much the president's ambassador to Austria is paying to rent this home in San Francisco. It's an 11,000 square foot estate in the swanky Pacific Heights neighborhood. Sotheby's says it's the city's most expensive rental on the market.
And today could be your lucky day at becoming the next big millionaire. Tonight's Mega Millions drawing, second largest in the game's history. The prize right now stands at $654 million. This makes it the fourth largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. Back in July, a group from San Jose claimed a $543 million prize.
I'm Dennis O'Donnell at Oracle. This is the latest in Bay Area sports. I can't believe that offseason went so fast. Seems like yesterday we were actually anchoring the Warriors' victory parade, and now they go for their fourth championship in the last 5 years, beginning tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Think about getting when I was drafted by the Warriors to have a third banner going up. I definitely did not see that happening.
This is the Warriors Wall of Fame, and it's about to get a new addition.
The rings are great, and they're obscenely beautiful, and but the moment the banner goes up is always the best for me.
Next year, the Warriors will move to San Francisco, so what better way to bolt Oracle than with another title?
Trying to go out in style with one more championship. This year is going to be really, really memorable, and I think we have an extreme opportunity to create a dope story around the last year in Oakland.
Every game is so much fun because it's such an amazing atmosphere. You know, it's not like we're playing in front of 6,000-7,000 people a night. It's sold out. Doesn't matter who we play, preseason, finals. It's easy to come to work when you got a fan base like we have.
The biggest challenge may not be winning another ring, but keeping the band together. Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant will be free agents in 2019.
Well, this may be the last time we have this current iteration of the Warriors, just given all the free agents and the money crunch and everything else. So we don't know what's going to happen. So why not just go all out?
So the message is clear. Enjoy the ride, Warrior fans, because dynasties don't come often. And they don't last for long.
Nothing lasts forever in this league, but we've always said we want to keep this going as long as we can, and we're right in the thick of it.
The Warriors won't have to worry about Russell Westbrook tonight. The Thunder All-Star is out as he continues to recover from knee surgery, and the starting center, Steven Adams, is a game-time decision with a back injury. Now, at the rate that the Oakland Raiders are going, they're not going to have quite the same send-off from the Coliseum as the Warriors are going to have when they move to San Francisco. Number 56 won't be running through that tunnel when the Raiders return from the bye week. Oakland released linebacker Derek Johnson, who signed with the Silver and Black in the offseason after 13 years with the Chiefs. Johnson had 17 tackles this season. Despite the move and the 1-5 record, John Gruden fired back at the media speculation that he has punted on this season.
I'll say this, we're not tanking anything. You know, I hear the hatred out there, some of the rumors that we're tanking it to get a first-round pick or a higher pick. You know, we're not getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to tank it. Ain't nobody tanking it. And I don't know who wrote that or who said that or who thinks that, but that ain't the case here.
The 49ers signed quarterback Tom Savage has stepped behind C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins. Savage spent the last 4 seasons with Houston. He started 9 games, including 7 in 2017. San Francisco will host the undefeated Rams next Sunday on CBS. Baseball, Bob Melvin has been named the Sporting News American League Manager of the Year, which is voted on by his fellow managers. Melvin is the first A skipper to win the award since Tony La Russa back in 1992. So the stage is set for the Golden State Warriors and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I gotta say, guys, I've been coming here ever since I was a kid watching the Warriors play basketball, all through the ups and downs and the roller coaster seasons, and this is it. So the Warriors are primed to win another NBA championship and send this building out on a winning note. Guys, back to you.
Yeah, that would be just perfect.
Got a lot of history there. All right. All right, Dennis, thanks for that.
We stream our KPI X5 News at 5 o'clock every day on CBSSF.com, and we'll be back in less than 60 minutes.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins-Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.